Then, said the king, my love for her is so great that if all the leaves on the trees had tongues, they should not gainsay it. My life is set upon the search for her. You are my faithful John. You must accompany me. The trusty servant deliberated for a long while how to set about this business, for it was very difficult to get into the presence of the king's daughter. At last he bethought himself of a way, and said to the king, everything which she has around her is of gold. Chairs, tables, dishes, bowls, and all the household utensils. Among your treasures are 5 tons of gold. Let one of the goldsmiths of your kingdom manufacture vessels and utensils of all kinds therefrom, all kinds of birds and wild and wonderful beasts, such as will please her. Then we will travel with these and try our luck. Then the king summoned all his goldsmiths, who worked day and night until many very beautiful things were ready. When all had been placed on board a ship, the faithful John put on merchant's clothes, and the king likewise, so that they might travel quite unknown. When they sailed over the wide sea and sailed away until they came to the city where dwelt the daughter of the king of the Golden Palace.